up is John Waterman, and he will be doing a mini set here January 22nd. So please welcome John Waterman.
Something's wrong with the pickup. Higher. Yeah. Getting a hiss, or is it okay?
You are? You want me to take it out? It's manageable?
Yeah. Been a while since I did an original song here on a guitar. It's been even longer since I've done an original song anywhere on this guitar. Other ones in the shop. See if you know who the people are in this song. From the hills of eastern Tennessee came the sound of a country jamboree. 'Cause a man from Victor was in town. He was looking for that authentic hillbilly sound. So he put an advertisement in the news, and a Mississippi brakeman came yodeling the blues. Family sang, calling auto harp ring. Somebody said, with a hillbilly twang, "Mr. Peer, here's a song you gotta hear." Getting sung like they'd sing it around here. It came from a man who was laying down tracks, "Mr. Peer. Won't you press it in wax?" Now from the flatlands of western Tennessee, along the river running down to New Orleans, in songs where life stories were told, as the church houses rocked and the big wheels rolled, and from Memphis the word got around that a man who ran a studio was looking for the sound that plucked the common thread of how life was led by the blacks and the whites. And then somebody said, "Mr. Phillips, here's a song you gotta hear." Getting sung with a growl and a sneer. It came from the Negroes in broken down shacks, "Mr. Phillips, won't you press it in wax?" And from the fields came a harp, from the pulpits a shout. From the pews came the blues sung by those down and out. From the two joints and jazz clubs and slums came the call. From where cotton grows tall to Carnegie Hall, "Mr. Hammond, here's a song you gotta hear. That's bound to keep playing through the years. Been sung by someone who might slip through the cracks, Mr. Hammond. Won't you press it in wax?" "Hey, Mr. Lomax, here's a song you gotta hear. From a way of life that's all but disappeared. Being sung by some prisoners with stripes on their backs, Mr. Lomax, won't you press it in wax?" Yeah, it came from a hobo who was walking the tracks, "Mr. Lomax, won't you press it in wax?" Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Nice job. Thank you, John. A very stylish guitar strap, by the way. Lovely.